Tangier is a squiggle of marsh and mud in the middle of the Chesapeake Bay at the bay's widest point. It's a little tiny speck of land in the middle of 18 trillion gallons of water, susceptible to every whim of nature, and it's populated by 460 people, virtually all of whom can trace their lineage back to the first settlers during the American Revolution.
So let's talk about what's happening on the island and why should we be concerned?
Well, first of all, to set the scene, the lower Chesapeake Bay has a 1-2 punch occurring. The water is coming up at an accelerating rate. And at the same time, a byproduct of the last ice age is prompting the land in the lower Chesapeake to subside. And this 1-2 punch of land going down and water coming up gives the lower bay one of the highest relative sea level rises on the planet. And in the middle of this region, you've got Little Tangier, which is as flat as a board, treeless, barely clears the tides, and doesn't have any elevation to give up. So what's happening is that since 1850, Tangier has lost 2/3 of its area. While islanders ascribe their dilemma to simple wind-driven waves, fact is that it's part of a bigger phenomenon. Without heroic intervention, the best estimates seem to be that Tangier has 25 years or less before it'll have to be abandoned.
Wow. So how worried are the people that live there?
Oh, it's a preoccupation pretty much 24/7. You know, and what makes this more than just the story of a town of 460 is that Tangier's, you know, the proverbial canary in the coal mine. This is merely the first of hundreds, if not thousands, of American towns that are going to be facing this dilemma. And we as a people are thrust into the position of having to decide what we're going to do about it. You know, we're not going to have the time, the money, or the means to save all of them. We're going to have to decide which we surrender to the sea.
And I guess the next question is, well, how do we save it?
Well, I mean, and this falls squarely under the heading heroic intervention, but one could buy time for the island by rebuilding it, essentially. Having the Corps of Engineers go in there and build cells of raised land, similar to what they've done in various other places, Craney Island in Portsmouth, Virginia. You surround a marshy piece of disappearing island with riprap, and then you pump in dredge fill, and you raise the whole elevation of the place 15, 20, 25 feet, and you buy it a century. But, you know, we're talking a price tag of $800 million or more for a project like that.
Is there anything that, like, the everyday person can do to help the situation?
You know, that's a tough question. The prescription for saving the island is so big that I'm not sure there is. It may be that the best thing people can do, especially Virginians, maybe is go visit the place, because this is a part of Virginia that's often overlooked. These are very proud Virginians. You know, Tangier sent more people per capita into World War II than any other Virginia town. And even though they live a life apart from the American mainstream, they're flag-waving Americans. They're, go to Tangier and see what it is that we're talking about, because this is the future. We're looking at something that is going to raise its head again and again. It'll become a constant state. It's going to touch everybody. You know, I live in the Blue Ridge. I'm 1,800 feet above sea level. It'll come and get me, too.
Earl Swift is a fellow of Virginia Humanities at the University of Virginia. His new book is Chesapeake Requiem, A Year with the Watermen of Vanishing Tangier Island. He's our featured author tonight in Harrisonburg and tomorrow in Crozet for WMRA's Books and Brews. Earl, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.